Thank you. Hi, how are you? Hey, Mr. Jefferson.
Quick, Marcus, I got some pizza for you.
Oh, thanks. But I hate pizza.
I don't care. All you gotta do is eat it when Papa Pinelli gets here.
Papa Pinelli? Oh, Papa Pinelli Pizza Parlors?
Yep. I'm trying to get his cleaning business.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah.
I'm Maury Jacobs.
So?
I spoke to you on the phone this morning.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Hey, I'm a Papa Pinelli.
Papa Pinelli! I didn't recognize your voice without the mustache.
I don't understand, though. If your name is Maury Jacobs, why you call your places Pinelli?
Because, Sonny, when you hear Pinelli, you think Italian, see? I'm just giving the people what they want.
That's right, Marcus, that's business.
No, Jefferson. That's amore. You get it? Maury, that's my name. Maury Jacobs. That's amore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see you have one of my pizzas.
Oh, yeah, that's the best pizza in time, right, Marcus?
Oh, yeah, it's terrific.
So, you want my cleaning business, huh, Jefferson?
That's right.
Well, I don't know. You look kind of small to me.
I'm just as tall as you are.
I'm talking about your operation. You know, I have 22 parlors just in Manhattan alone. And next year, I'm going to be spreading my tomato sauce all over New Jersey.
Yep, and after you finish spreading it, I'll be right there to clean it up.
I don't know, Jefferson. Are you sure you can handle a volume business?
What are you talking about? Junior's Fish and Chips has 38 locations in the city. I ain't got no complaints from them.
Junior Fish and Chips? When did you get...
Hey, have some more pizza.
Junior's Fish and Chips, huh? Oh, that's one of the fastest growing chains on the East Coast.
That's right, and I'm growing right with them.
Well, I'm gonna take that into consideration, Jefferson. I like a go-getter.
Oh, well, look, in that case, why don't you just go get the contract and we settle the deal right now?
Well, I'd like to think it over. As we say in the pizza business, haste makes a paste. That's a good one, huh?
Oh.
Well, I'll be in touch with you in a couple of days.
Okay, I'll hear from you soon, Jacob.
And remember, try my pizza today, and you're sure to say that's amore.
Congratulations, Mr. Jefferson. When did you land the Junior Fish and Chips account?
I didn't.
You didn't? But you told Mr. Jacobs you did.
See, you see that? You weren't listening. I told him I got no complaints from them.
Oh. But ain't that a little shady?
Well, of course not. It's done all the time in business. Of course, I do it better than most. I call it the Jefferson Curve.
The Jefferson Curve?
That's right. I just throw him whatever I want him to know.
Mr. Jefferson, now I see why you're number one.
That's the only number I know.
All right.
What are you two celebrating?
Oh, I miss Jefferson, Lionel. We just celebrating your husband's brains.
Oh, I thought it was something big.
Oh, hey, Pop.
Well, Lionel, what are you doing here? You lost?
Well, I know I haven't seen you for a while, but I've been very busy.
Too busy to see your own mother and father, huh?
Now, see, Pop, do you know something? I should be at work right now, but I sneaked out just to say hello to you.
Oh, you did? Huh. Well, good to see you. Can you stay a while?
Oh, man, I wish I could, but I really got to get right back.
And we have to go, too, George.
Go where?
You've forgotten again.
I ain't forgotten again. Forgot what?
You're impossible. The charity dinner tonight.
Oh, is that tonight, Weezy? Look, I'm whipped. Why don't you take Lionel?
Oh, sorry, Pop. I'm really working hard on this special project, so all my nights are full. You know, I hardly get to see Jenny anymore.
Well, that's one good thing in your favor.
George, unless you go with me tonight, I'm going with your best friend.
And who's my best friend?
Your checkbook. And unless you're there to stop me, I just might get carried away and make another big donation.
See you later, Marcus.
Right. Ciao, Miss Jefferson. Lionel.
Goodbye, Marcus.
Hey, go.
I'm the real Papa Pinelli.
I'll take two to go, but hold the anchovies.
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, you can help me with these clothes.
Oh, sure. Say, you one foxy lady, where you been hiding yourself?
From you. Be extra careful with this blouse, because it's very delicate.
I bet this looks fantastic on you.
Well, you'll never know, will you? May I have my ticket, please?
You mean a one-way ticket to my heart?
How about a round-trip transfer to my foot?
What's your name, sister?
Hey, look, I just came in here...
Don't get upset. It's for the ticket.
Oh. I'm Natalie Parker.
Natalie. That's a beautiful name. Mine's Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Address?
629 East 72nd Street, penthouse apartment.
Now, why would a fine fox like you want to live way up in some penthouse when you should be out in full view?
Well, this is one fox who doesn't like being chased by hounds.
That's why you need somebody to watch over you to keep them hounds away.
And you think you're that someone?
I knew it. What time should I pick you up tonight?
What makes you think I'd want to go out with a clerk in a cleaning store?
Oh, hey, you got it all wrong.
Oh, I do, huh?
Sure. Even Nelson Rockefeller's daddy made him start off by sweeping up the loose change.
What?
Well, you know how fathers are.
You mean your father owns this place?
Well...
When he makes you work here as a clerk?
Let's just say the old man wants me to experience the entire operation before I move into the executive offices.
You got a lot of moves, all right.
Speaking of moves, Dr. J's in town, and I just happen to have two tickets to the garden. How would you like to go to a basketball game with me?
Well, I am...
I'll pick you up at 7:30.
I'd love to, but only on one condition.
Anything.
You gotta promise not to wear that hat.
Woo! Jefferson Curve, you breaking just right.
It's your turn.
Oh, hi, Marcus.
Hey, Miss Jefferson. Here's your cleaning. See you later.
Oh, Marcus, what's the hurry? Why don't you come in, sit down, and relax? Mr. Jefferson won't mind.
No, but my girl will.
Your girl?
Yeah, you know, I've been dating her for the past week, and I got to hurry up downtown and pick up this bracelet I bought her.
You've only been dating her a week, and already you're buying her a bracelet?
That ain't nothing. I went out with this guy, and on our first date, he gave me a ring.
Really?
Yeah, but he ate up all the Cracker Jacks.
I'd like to meet your girl. Why don't you bring her over?
Oh, you see, she goes to school in Connecticut, and she'll be leaving in a couple of days. So
we'll be home tonight.
Tonight? We're going out tonight. I'm sorry.
But
I really got to be going, Miss Jefferson. Bye, Florence.
Isn't young love wonderful? I remember when George and I first started dating. He would knock on the door all nervous.
What was he nervous about?
We had a dog bigger than he was.
What'd you have, a chihuahua?
Hi, I'm Natalie Parker.
Hi. I'm George Jefferson.
I know. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, you have, huh? Well, let me tell you something. Don't believe everything you hear. Just the good things.
Oh, well, your son has only good things to say about you, Mr. Jefferson.
My son. You know my son?
Yeah. We've been dating all week.
Oh, that's nice. Hello? What'd you say? No, not you, Pinelli.
Bye, Mr. Jefferson.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to talk to you about Lionel. No, not you, Pinelli. You don't even know Lionel. Oh, Lionel.
Well, at least I'm going to call Lionel at work and get to the bottom of this. I'm sure there must be some explanation. Oh, hello. May I please speak with Lionel Jefferson? Lionel messing around. That's ridiculous. Oh, hello, Lionel. How are you, sweetheart? Oh, nothing, dear. I just wanted to see how you were doing and what you've been doing. Oh, you've been very busy every night.
Give me that phone. Lionel, hi. Yeah, this is your father. Look, I want to see you tonight. Yeah, I know all about this special project you've been working on. Look, just get your butt over here. Bye.
It's true. Lionel really is cheating on Jenny.
Lionel cheating on Jenny? What makes you think that?
We just put two and two together.
And came up with three. Lionel, Jenny, and that other woman. Oh, George! Oh, George.
For shame, for shame.
Oh, George, I just can't understand it. Lionel and Jenny seem to have been so happy. Oh, Tom.
Hello, Louise. Oh, George, I spoke with Lionel this afternoon.
You did?
I know what he's going through.
You do?
Yes, and I have total sympathy for him.
Oh, does Jenny know about Lionel?
Of course.
How did she find out?
Well, Lionel told her, of course.
I don't understand these kids today.
How is Jenny taking it?
Oh, she understands.
She does?
Yes, but I'm sure she'll be glad when Lionel's special project is finished and he won't have to put in so much overtime.
Overtime? Oh, yes, overtime.
Well, that's why I'm here, Louise. You see, we were going to take the kids to the Swedish Film Festival. But with Lionel working late, we have an extra ticket. And Helen thought that you might like it.
Too bad. We're busy. She can't go with us. Bye.
Lionel fooling around with another woman. I still can't believe it.
What did she say?
Nothing. Look, hurry up, Willis. You're going to be late for the movie.
If I heard Florence correctly, I'd like an explanation.
Okay, the explanation is Florence is a dummy. She don't know what she's talking about. Bye.
Louise, is Lionel really fooling around with another woman?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, my poor baby. And you think we trusted Lionel with our Jenny, and now this.
Now, what they should do is turn to the Lord. He's the only one that can save that marriage.
He's going to have his hands full saving you if you don't mind your damn business.
I should have known any son of yours couldn't be trusted.
Don't be telling me about my son. What about your daughter?
What about my daughter?
Well, obviously she ain't been giving Lionel what he needs.
Oh, you're so right. What he needs is a good punch in the mouth.
Are you threatening my son?
Well, how would you feel if Jenny were your daughter?
Terrible.
See?
Because then I'd be white.
Will you two stop it?
Oh, poor Helen. We can't let her find out.
Well, just don't tell her about it.
Right. Helen, guess what? Lionel and Jenny. Hi, darling. What are you doing here?
Are we supposed to be going to the film festival?
What festival? Oh, yes, the festival.
Did Tom tell you about the extra ticket, Louise?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Helen. But I'm afraid I won't be able to make it.
Oh, well, then maybe next time, girl. Tom, now what were you going to tell me about Lionel?
Lionel,
Tom was just saying what a shame it is that Lionel won't be able to go with you tonight.
Yeah, it is a shame. I'll be happy when Lionel's project is finished.
It won't be long.
Jenny, what did you have for dinner tonight?
Nothing. I hate eating alone every night.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be going out without eating. Why don't you go fix a sandwich?
Oh, that's a good idea. We still have plenty of time before the show starts.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I was
going to... Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Is something going on I don't know about?
Well, Helen.
Helen, I think you'd better sit down.
Tom, what's going on?
I'll get right to the point. You see... I have this friend whose son-in-law has been seeing this other woman. Now, his parents know and his father-in-law knows, but his mother-in-law and my friend's daughter don't know, so...
Lionel's seeing another woman? Oh, Louise!
Oh! Now, you see what you did, Willis?
Me? This is all your son's fault.
What?
Yes, it is.
Oh, how... hollering.
Jenny's gonna hear.
Hear what?
Hear the end of the movie. Mr. Jefferson saw it already.
Mom, are you upset about something?
Upset? Yes, about the ending of the movie. It's so sad. I almost feel like crying.
Oh, well, don't tell me how it ends. I want to be surprised.
Florence, go and keep her in there, please.
Okay, but keep notes. I don't want to miss none of this.
We'll all wait for Lionel. That's gotta be him.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson?
Yes?
I'm Natalie Parker. The doorman said you lived here. I was supposed to meet your son downstairs.
That's her! Who? The other woman.
Jenny, are you sure you don't want no tomato on that sandwich?
Yes, Florence, I'm sure.
Well, what are you doing?
We're giving a surprise party. Now, don't come out until you hear us yell, surprise.
Oh, who's that girl?
Girl? What girl?
The one you just pushed into the bathroom.
Oh! Oh, that's the plumber.
And since when do plumbers dress like that?
At $25 an hour, they can dress any way they like.
Okay, what's going on here? You're all acting very strange.
Tom, I don't think we can keep it from her any longer.
Well, keep what?
You're right, Helen. You'd better tell her.
Jenny, you see... Oh, I'll get it. Lionel.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Willis.
Oh, so that's it. You talk Lionel into taking the night off.
Hey, Jenny. Oh, baby. Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm still your wife, remember? I know you've probably forgotten what I look like by now, but I can prove it.
Jenny, no.
I got this little mole on the left
side. I remember. I remember.
How dare you do that?
It's okay, Mr. Willis. We are married.
I'm really ashamed of you. What?
Hey, Pop, why did you call me over here, huh?
Oh, so that's it. This was all to give me a lovely surprise.
Oh, no. Surprise!
Who is she?
The plumber. Okay, Casanova, let's see you worm your way out of this one.
So you're the plumber. Hi, I'm Lionel Jefferson.
It's no use, Lionel. We know.
You know what?
About your girlfriend.
What girlfriend?
Well, look, baby, don't look at me, because I don't know what they're talking about.
Pitiful. He clings to the lie. And the truth. The truth is staring him right in the face.
All right, will somebody please tell me what's going on here?
What is going on?
I wanted to tell him. Hold it! Are you all crazy? I'm not the plumber.
I just came up here to find out why your son stood me up.
Woman, I didn't stand you up. I don't even know you.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
Then who?
Hey, everybody, have you seen?
Thank God, is your family always this crazy?
Oh, yeah, my family's real crazy. Good night, folks. See you later.
Marcus! Marcus! Will you cut the nonsense and tell us what's going on?
As soon as I get back, Mom.
Mom!
You come back in here and tell us what's happening.
Later, I promise, Dad.
Dad! Hey, come on. Now, where is all this momming and dadding coming from?
Okay. Look at Natalie. She lives in a penthouse. She goes to a private school. So when she came into the store last week, I knew she'd never look at nothing like me. So I sort of gave her the impression that Mr. Jefferson here was my father.
You mean these aren't your parents?
No. I'm Marcus Henderson, part-time clerk and full-time liar. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Hey, man, why, huh? I mean, where did you get in your head that you had to tell a lie like that?
From your father.
Me?
Yeah, you remember the Jefferson Curve you taught me.
Oh, no, not the Jefferson Curve again.
Man, I've struck out on that one about 100 times.
I didn't mean no harm. I'm sorry.
You should be. And I hope you've learned a lesson.
I sure have. Goodbye, Natalie.
Oh, no. You're not standing me up.
You mean you still gonna go out with me?
Well, unless you were lying about the way you feel about me, too.
No way. Well, all right. Can I pick them or can I pick them?
You know something? I feel like I just lost a kid brother.
Well, Lionel, Jenny, we're glad you're back together again.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Aren't we supposed to be going with you?
What? Oh, yes.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Jenny.
So long, Mom.
So long, Lionel.
Good night.
Okay, I'll tell him. Mr. Jefferson, that was Mr. Jacobs.
Papa Benelli.
And boy, was he mad. He said he talked to somebody at Junior's Fish and Chips and found out you didn't have no account with them like you said.
Oh, no.
And then he said something in a language I don't speak.
Italian.
No, dirty.
Damn, well, I guess I lost that account.
Never mind. So you lost the account. At least you still have your daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Nothing went right today.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.